Herman Davis has given countless speeches in his life, but none quite like his welcome at this year's Whale Fest.
When I got a hold of the microphone, I was just looking at everybody like that. And then I started, if I were a rich man, all day long I'd be-dee-dee-dee-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work. Isn't this supposed to be a singing contest? People started laughing, and that's the way I wanted to start it. Rajesh, I cut you on. Thank you all for coming here.
That is classic Herman Davis, commanding a room by putting everyone at ease. Davis was born at Todd Cannery, a canning operation in Peril Straits in 1933. After serving the Marine Corps, he worked for nearly three decades in the Pioneer Home. And after so many years caring for his elders, Davis has now become one. He's 81, with a shock of white hair and a twinkle in his eye that rivals Santa Claus. Though he's wheelchair-bound, the past two decades have been the busiest of his life. At a potlatch in 1995, Davis became the Catlin, or the speaker of the Coho clan.
When I first took over the job, and only for funerals and colleagues, then pretty soon totem pole raising, So now it's starting to get interesting.
Davis wasn't always this comfortable as the clan speaker. His predecessor was his brother, Albert Davis, and the first time Herman spoke for the clan was a complete surprise. While traveling to Haines through Juneau, Albert slipped in the shower and broke his hip.
I was just getting ready to get into the ambulance with him when he yelled, no, you keep on going to Haines. You're going to represent us. You're going to represent me. Holy mackerel, I've never done this before. What am I going to do? I don't mind saying that. I was nervous. He said, you'll see. You'll find out. Just go speak for us. So that is my first experience.
Albert died in 1995. There's a picture of him in Davis's living room wearing the clan hat. Now, Davis wears that hat. It's made of alder and abalone, and Davis tells me it hurts when you wear it too long because there's a lump on the inside. Since taking his brother's place, Davis has traveled throughout the region, providing ceremonial leadership and a central voice for the Coho people.
He has a big schedule, and it's hard to keep up with him, but I try my best.
Heather Powell is Davis's clan granddaughter and one of the many people who put his name forward for Tribal Elder of the Year. Powell travels quite a bit with Davis. On their last trip, they brought the Coho clan hat with them, but were afraid to put the delicate object in the belly of the plane. They asked the pilot if he could stow it elsewhere, and the pilot asked to see the hat.
And so we unlocked the chest and we opened up the box. And when we lifted up the hat, the pilot's eyes just got huge. And he looked at it and he goes, that's the most beautiful thing. And we explained to him that it had been in my grandfather's family for over 300 years.
With that, the pilot offered to watch over the hat in the cockpit. So much of being an elder is about this, about being the conduit between a sacred past and a future that races ahead. Davis is not sure, for example, who will wear the hat next. There's no one ready to be speaker just yet. For Davis, one of the hardest parts is adjusting to a world that's missing so many of the people he loved. His wife, Vida Davis, was a Tlingit teacher at the Sheldon Jackson campus and passed away last year.
I was very, very sure that I was going to be the first to leave. And she kept saying, no, I want to be the first. Well, kind of hard to come by because she's gone and I'm still here.
Davis says he still has a lot to do. He wants to see the houses of the Coho clan unite. He wants to raise a totem pole for the Coho on Catlin Street. I really don't want to leave yet, he says. I want to make sure everything is set. In Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.